A federal court has ordered the Trump administration to accept new applications for DACA, or the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. The administration has reportedly been processing renewal applications, but not new appeals for protection. A notice on the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services website currently warns, quote, USCIS is not accepting requests from individuals who have never before been granted deferred action under DACA, end quote. With us now for a few minutes to talk about what is or is not being done is Ruben Reyes, a Phoenix attorney with the American Immigration Lawyers Association. Ruben, have you run into this issue yet with a DACA application being delayed?
No. So what I did do was meet with individuals who were ready, getting ready to file for the first time. I did confer with colleagues who had confirmed that what they had sent had been just outright rejected by USCIS. And so, you know, given that response, we were kind of waiting. I was waiting for a more clear signal that USCIS would accept the applications.
Does this seem in conflict with what the court ordered, though? And has the administration provided any reasoning as to why things are not moving ahead yet?
This is definitely contradicting, you know, what the Supreme Court and the follow-up from the district court in terms of the expectations, it should be, DACA should be as it was September 5th of 2017. Now, what I do understand is that USCIS has said that any rejections that took place after the Supreme Court decision were due to some kind of filing error. I highly doubt that. There isn't any kind of mention for the reason of denial when the packet was returned. We got a screenshot of it. So it's extremely troubling that this administration is doubling down on doing things the way it wants to do outside the clear scope and mandate of the court.
Take me through this, Ruben, from a human level. I mean, obviously you're an attorney and you're looking at it from a legal standpoint, but you're also dealing with real people who are really trying to make this happen. Can you give me your reaction as far as what it takes and what you're dealing with as a person who's trying to help other people?
You know, when DACA first came out, I first began to practice law 8 years ago, and it was for me a blessing because it was changing lives. It was doing something positive and giving these people for the first time a way to kind of leave the shadows, come out into the sun, work a real job, go to school, be better parents because they could better provide, be better spouses, better children. It was just it was amazing to see these lives and to continue to see these lives transform, those who still have DACA and renew, you know, when they need to. And seeing all these new kids who are in school right now, they've been here, they qualify, they're looking at college, and they're stuck. And it's kind of like that same situation these kids I met 8 years ago who felt their life was over once they left high school. Realizing they could get a new lease on life and seeing these kids kind of in the same place. It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. It's frustrating. And I don't know what good purpose it serves to shut this program down and to not offer a better alternative.
So at this stage, Ruben, what could this mean for young people who may be eligible for DACA or have seen their applications either delayed or denied? Could that impact their status even if this issue is actually resolved by Congress at some point?
It could. Those who are over 18 and have been within the country for a year without status could complicate how they permanently change the status in the future. I would hope that they take the political football kind of thinking away from this particular issue. I would hope that more kind and compassionate hearts prevail when dealing with this group of people, and I would hope that these kids that I'm meeting with daily, you know, and file, understand that there are many of us in the field who are more than willing to file lawsuits to put people on the hot seat if they're not doing what the Supreme Court ordered, what this judge in Maryland ordered, and what we believe is rightfully the rule of law, the law of the land, and giving these kids a shot.
You mentioned political football. It certainly has been that for a number of years. How much bumpier could this get over the next few months, potentially?
So after 3 years and 7 to 8 months of this administration, I'm still looking for straps to strap myself in. I very much expect a bumpier ride.
Okay. And finally, let me ask you one that's more from the actual legal challenge point of view. Is there anything more that any federal court could do to compel compliance, like force USCIS to do something?
You know, I think the issue would be holding individuals in contempt and bring, you know, maybe doing the perp walk, bringing them before the judiciary and having them explain themselves and realizing that they're not going to be given some kind of a box to hide in from the administration. I do feel, however, that would take a lot of legal wrangling, much longer than the November election. And so, you know, I'm hoping that smarter, cooler, and realistic heads prevail, and they just start accepting these applications because it's the right thing to do. It speaks to who we are as a country. So it speaks to our humanity, and it speaks to what I believe is our greatness.
Ruben Reyes, immigration attorney here in Phoenix. Ruben, thanks as always, and stay well.
Oh, thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. Take care.